said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road.
Good Friday morning, everybody. It is Joe Beamer. It's Friday. The sun is out. A comfortable day. You know, I heard people complaining, oh, we're only going to be in the 60s this weekend. Maybe only the 50s tomorrow. Let me tell you, that's ideal. All you need is, that is ideal, and I know I'm going to get made fun of on the text board, but that is ideal hoodie, shorts, and flip-flop weather. Okay, warm on top. You can get by with flip-flops in the high 50s. That is very comfortable running weather. That's very comfortable patio weather. So I'm actually looking forward to these milder temperatures because a few days ago, I ran 2 miles when it was in the 90s. And let me tell you, running that 2 miles was more difficult than running the 6.3 I did yesterday. So I will take these milder temperatures, very comfortable outside, and patios are open. And we're going to talk more about the reopening process, take your opinions on how that is going and everything once we get into calls. But it's been another eventful week, to say the least. And on Tuesday, well, the eyes were on Buffalo because of a tweet from President Donald Trump. I'm sorry, I actually think this might have been Wednesday. No, it was Tuesday. Tuesday, the president tweeted about the Buffalo protester, okay? He said, Buffalo protester shoved by police could be an Antifa provocateur. Said, could be. 75-year-old Martin Gugino was pushed away after appearing to scan police communications in order to black out the equipment. I watched. He fell harder than he was pushed. Was aiming scanner. Could be a setup? Question mark. Okay. If you've listened to me, I have said repeatedly, there are times the president tweets something, the president says something, I just don't get. Why tweet that? Or there are times at press conferences, he goes off script and says something. Why say that? You know, if the president would just let the actions speak for themselves, the actions of his presidency, I don't even think we'd be talking about a close race in November. But you see tweets like this and all that stuff. Again, overreaction by the media and members on the left? Of course. And who better to illustrate the overreaction to this tweet than Governor Andrew Cuomo? Now, listen, this should get an award. This might be one of the best acting jobs. I mean, the dramatic speech the governor gives over a tweet. Remember, this is a tweet. This wasn't legislation. This wasn't new taxes on New Yorkers. Okay, it was a tweet. The governor goes off 3 minutes about a tweet. Listen to the dramatic approach over a tweet. I can't emphasize that enough. This is the governor of New York State reacting to a tweet.
To him the day he was brought into the hospital. The president tweets that this man may have been a member of Antifa and that he fell harder than he was pushed. Could be a setup. It's all made up. It's all fabricated. There's no fact to any of it. He accuses this man of being associated with Antifa. No proof whatsoever. No fact. Just an assertion. He fell harder than he was pushed. In the video, you see him pushed and you see a 75-year-old man fall backwards and hit his head on the pavement. What does that even mean? Fell harder than he was pushed. What do you think it was? It was staged? You think the blood coming out of his head was staged? Is that what you're saying? You saw his head hit the pavement. You see blood on the pavement. Maybe he fell harder than he was pushed. How reckless, how irresponsible, how mean, how crude.
Again, that was at the coronavirus briefing that the governor, in my opinion, overreacted to a tweet. That was his reaction to a tweet. I'm sorry. Listen to that. There's no way the governor did not rehearse that before his daily talk show that he has every day at 11:30. His coronavirus briefing. That tweet had nothing to do with coronavirus. I'm not sure how that fits the coronavirus briefing. But talk about an overreaction. And, you know, I know there's people out there don't like the president. There's members of the Democrat Party listening. And they're going to, November 4th, right? I think the election is November 3rd. Don't mark it in your calendars. Look it up first. But November 4th, if President Trump gets reelected, they're going to sit there going, how did this happen? We've been focused for 4 years on this guy we hate. Well, here's how it's going to happen. All right. Again, I think if you look at actions of the president, you look at what the economy was before the virus, that gets him reelected. But take that out of the picture, right? I think a lot of people vote with feelings. It's not how you shouldn't vote on your feelings. You should vote on what has the president done to either make your life better or why is your life not better than it was in 2016? I need to vote this person out, right? Okay. So take that aside. You're going to have members of the Democrat Party thinking if the president gets reelected, how did this happen? How did he get reelected? With all these tweets and the things he says, I'm going to tell you how he gets reelected. It's overreactions to that. I've never seen a group of people overreact like the Democrat Party overreacts to literally everything President Trump does they disagree with. Like, that is not a rational response to a tweet. If I responded like that to every negative tweet or every tweet I didn't like, the 3-hour show would be me putting on a speech like the governor did. So it's these overreactions from mostly members of the left, but of course there are some Republicans that don't like the president. But it's these overreactions. And it's not just the governor, but that's the best one I can think of. I mean, you could just go through all the responses, anything Nancy Pelosi has said in the last 4 years. That's what's going to get him reelected. Maybe, here's an idea, don't react to tweets by the president and see what happens. But they hear a show like the governor put on at his daily coronavirus talk show, and they think, yeah, I might not agree with what the president tweeted, or I don't know what he was trying to get with that, but this is not a speech by a rational politician. Maybe I'm alone on this, but if I hear Governor Cuomo, if I hear people like this,
if he ever feels a moment of decency, he should apologize for that tweet, because it is wholly unacceptable. Not a piece of proof, totally personally disparaging, and in a moment where the man is still in the hospital. Show some decency. Show some humanity. Show some fairness. You're the president of the United States.
Over a tweet? Yeah, I might say home. I might say... And then number two. Now again, you've had President Trump in the White House for 3 years. They can't stand President Trump, right? We know how much members of the Democrat Party don't like President Trump. All right, let's see. We've got 3 years. Let's find the perfect candidate, someone that's likable, someone that might not have that questionable of a political past. They go with Joe Biden? So you have the overreactions to literally every move the president makes. And I'm not saying Republicans didn't for 8 years with President Obama. So don't twist what I'm saying. I'm not saying there wasn't overreactions the other way the 8 years prior. Okay? Please don't get it twisted. But the overreactions to literally everything the man does, including tweets, and picking Joe Biden as the candidate, maybe what gets President Trump reelected. Before you look at his effect on the economy before the coronavirus and the job numbers he had before the coronavirus pandemic. But if you just don't look at those and you look at how the governor of New York overreacted to a tweet and the fact that there are days Joe Biden's not sure what office he's running for, I don't think it's too tough to put the pieces together on November 4th when the president gets reelected, if he gets reelected. That's not what we're talking about, but that's something that's been on my mind all week. I had to get it off my chest, and from the looks of the text board, many of you did not agree with anything I just said. So on that, we are going to go to a break. When we come back, yes, we're talking about the phased reopening. Is it too quick? Is it too slow? Are there still just too many questions? I say yes in some way to all three of those questions. I'll explain and hopefully talk to you when we come back. It's Friday. It's Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. So yes, some of our listening audience is going into phase three today. The rest of us here in Western New York are on pace to be in phase three starting next week, most likely Tuesday. And I want to ask you, because this is something that really we haven't been talking about the last few days, what do you think of where the phased opening is going? Now, I have some issues with the pace of the reopening. And let me explain. So the last phase, patios were able to open, and last weekend was great. You're driving around, you've got people out socializing, having drinks, and just enjoying themselves with others. You know, something you hadn't seen in a while. You had people bar hopping patio to patio. I mean, that's refreshing. It's summer. You know, we want to see our family, see our friends, and not be locked in our homes, our apartments all summer. So that was good to see. You know, and now we're being told, hey, phase three, you'll be able to do this, this, and this, but you still can't do this. And you still can't go to the gym. And if you followed me on Twitter or you've listened to my shows, the holding back of the gym, we are the latest state when it comes to phases for the gym. Now, in phase three, and to start off the next segment, we will hear what the county executive said to Bulldog yesterday on WGR. But when it comes to our phases, New York State is the latest phases for gyms. And that is if what Mark Poloncarz said is right on. Because if you go to the Forward New York website, it is not very clear what falls where. A lot of question marks. Now, in phase three, you can start dining indoors, which is great. Looking forward to it. You can start dining indoors, and obviously the patios will still be open. But the gyms can't because of sanitary issues. And I guess the guidance hasn't been out yet. Now, I'm not trying to gross people out at 9:28 in the morning, but have you ever watched some people eat? Okay? So that's okay. The dining in, that's fine. People sharing a chair, people sharing a table. But the gym still can't open. Now, I understand the cleaning process. A few weeks ago, we had Lacey from Montana on, and she was talking about the reopening of their gyms. And it seemed like that process made sense. Okay, so I use an elliptical, and there's an elliptical in the middle, and then Frank is on another elliptical. Now, when I'm done with the one elliptical, they'll spray that down, let that sit 15 minutes, and then someone else can get on it, and the middle elliptical will open once Frank gets off the one he's on. Seems like a pretty easy process. No lockers, which is fine. It's June. We don't need, I can work out, walk out to my car and, you know, maybe put a dry shirt on and drive home. That's fine. We can go without lockers. We could even go without bathrooms. But just open the gyms. If dine-in restaurants are open starting next week, and you look at Virginia, California has opened their gyms starting today in the state of California. Ohio, their gyms are open. Pennsylvania, their gyms are open. Now, don't get me wrong. If this was an entire state thing, I'd understand why gyms are waiting and haven't opened yet. But I thought we regionalized for that reason. So it could be a region by region thing. I think gyms should be in phase three. I'd like to know what you think of the phase system. Is it working? Is it moving just a little too slow? We'll talk about that. We'll play back what Mark Poloncarz said yesterday compared to what the lieutenant governor said just hours before. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. Glad to have you along here on WBEN. Welcome back. Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking reopening. Yes, we are in different phases all around the state and all around the country. And my questions for you before I talk more about the gyms and just the miscommunication there seems to be from Albany to Erie County to the Lieutenant Governor's team to reopen Western New York. There just seems to be three different things being said at once. And I'll explain what I'm talking about. But my questions to you are, we are getting close to phase three. For some of our listening audience, they are entering phase three today. Maybe they are planning to go enjoy a adult beverage after work at a dine-in restaurant and have the ability to walk it out to the patio if they want to, or walk it back in from the patio, I guess would be the way to go. But my questions for you today, with entering phase three, has this reopening been too fast, too slow? And what do you think should be included already or in phase three that's not? My example, obviously, the gyms. They have not been really given a phase yet. Now, the county executive yesterday said that it's phase four, but I can't find that anywhere on the state's reopening website, Forward New York, which is a very vague website if you've been to it. All the phases, very vague. But then I look at New York Magazine when I did this show 2 months ago about reopening, and now some of the phases, or some of the things they say are in certain phases, aren't there. So I like to depend on the New York Reopen website, Forward New York, But like I said, very vague. So what should be in phase three and is not? And also, I started off with the governor's daily briefing. Should the governor be doing these daily briefings? To me, they seem like a waste of time. And it seems like they're holding stuff back just so they can tell you at his daily talk show. Right? Yesterday, he just decided during his talk show, pools and playgrounds, they could be open, just depends on the municipality. Oh, because earlier in the day, the lieutenant governor told us something different. So, do we need these briefings? Can't he just, you know, let the county executive, they do one three times a week, which is fine, in the afternoon. Great. And then on top of that, he will release a press release with what was covered in that press briefing. That's great. That's great. Right to the point. Maybe they could do the same in Albany. So I'm asking you that. And the big one. Here's one, because now all of a sudden, the media is back on coronavirus. It went away for a little while, but I turned on CNN this morning and they've got the coronavirus countdown in the corner of the screen. They've got the numbers. It's all back. The setup is all back. Went away for a little bit. Now it's back. If there is a spike in New York State and they try to shut this town down again or the state down again, are you falling for it? Do you see in November, if there is a spike in coronavirus cases like they're saying there's going to be, do you see the state shutting down again? And what would you think about that? It's another question I'm going to throw in there. Now, let me tell you this. By the way, Terry in Texas just texted in, said that he's joining us. And Terry, I just got an alert from our sister station in Texas, KRLD, that Texas restaurants can now open up to 75% capacity. So they are moving well along in the state of Texas. Now, yesterday we had the lieutenant governor on, and she was asked about gyms, okay? And this is the answer, and thank you, Randy Bushover, for finding this and cutting it out for me. This is the lieutenant governor's answer when Brian Mazurowski asked about gyms, okay? Now remember, this was at 7:50 yesterday morning. After that, I'm going to play you what the county executive said mere hours later on our sister station, WGR. So first, here's Kathy Hochul yesterday on gyms.
So we know phase three means expanded, able to reopen for some restaurants, allowing people indoors once again, some nail salons, tattoo parlors, things like that. What else may be included in phase three? Are we talking gyms? Are there other businesses that might be opening up for phase three? Do you expect any further announcements?
Well, there could be, and the governor reserves the right to do that. For example, outdoor dining, we allowed quite a bit earlier than was expected. You know, that's something that was permitted for phase two businesses when it was supposed to be phase three. So the governor has retained the flexibility to, you know, use common sense. When the numbers are looking good and people are adhering to the social distancing and wearing their masks, you know, and we, you know, balance the risk versus reward here, you know, there are other opportunities that could follow in phase three. But right now, I think the restaurant owners now have time because we gave out the guidance literally a week before they would need it. So they have time to prepare for their indoor dining. And a lot of the salons have opened already for hair. So they now just have to adapt for doing nails and other services, massages. So I think it's going to be an easier transition for our businesses to go from phase two to phase three. And the public is now accustomed to this. But, you know, like, for example, we just announced garage sales yesterday. So that was not described in any particular phase, but I had a chance to, you know, really weigh in on this. I know a lot of people in Western New York, it came up on my control room frequently from elected officials. A lot of people want to get back to garage selling, and as long as they're doing it, you know, with the masks on and staying 6 feet away from each other and not congregating more than 10 people in an area, why not have garage sales? So there's a lot of things that are like that. So the answer to your question is there certainly could be other changes. I just don't have those able to discuss right now.
Okay, so there could be changes, and she doesn't know where gyms fit in. Fair enough, right? We've seen things last minute added. As she mentioned, garage sales. All of a sudden, they were open. I didn't know the market for garage sales was there, but apparently people were, hey, when can I get my garage sale going? Because I've got a lot of stuff I need to sell here. And one day at the Daily Talk Show, the governor decided, you know what? Garage sales. Let's get those back going. Let's have a big weekend of garage sales. So you know what? Those can reopen in New York State. Okay. So then the county executive was asked by Bulldog on WGR about gyms, which if you follow me on Twitter, has been the one thing I really need. Okay. I love doing my runs. All right. I get my cardio in. That's great. And I know I'm going to sound old here, but I like my routine. I miss my routine of going to the gym, doing this machine, followed by this, doing a bike cool down. I miss that. And I'm starting to really feel it, okay? Because when we're talking about my waistline, well,
we're headed in the wrong direction, folks.
Okay, so I really could use the gym to start losing some weight, getting back into summer shape. Or, you know, if I could get in summer shape by the beginning of fall, I'll make the most of it. But here is what the county executive said yesterday with Bulldog about what Kathy Hochul said we're just not sure about yet, mere hours before.
Gyms are scheduled to be in phase four. If things go well and continue on the road that we are, we'll be in phase three on Tuesday.
Okay.
So we're really talking about 2.5 weeks until phase four. Gyms have always been under recreation. A lot of people are like, I don't understand why that would be the case. But if you think about it, gyms are probably one of the locations that have most risk of all. You have people that are working out, breathing very heavily, touching their face, touching equipment. You have to sanitize the equipment after every use. And it's we've all been in gyms before. We know how it is. And people are huffing and puffing. It is probably the worst location from a standpoint of trying to protect the public. So.
And my argument to that would be, A, as I said, dining in with a table of people, eating, some people talking while they're eating, or, you know, sharing that chair, sharing that table. I would think that's just as much of a hot spot for coronavirus, which, again, doesn't spread on surfaces like we thought 3 months ago, but that's another topic for another day. But that's okay. So it's okay to dine indoors with a table full of people. It's okay to march with 3,000 people downtown. That's fine. That's okay. Our politicians will even join in. But you want to work out. You want to lose a little weight. You want to get that summer shape. And throw that all away. Throw the wanting to get in shape. Throw the personal appearance away. We've been told that coronavirus is actually more dangerous and can be more deadly to people who are overweight. So what about opening the gyms so we don't put that extra weight on and we aren't more open to coronavirus being harmful to us if we unfortunately do catch it? I don't think I went too far around there. But putting that at the final phase, when every other state, I went and looked today, every other state has it as an earlier phase. New York, according to the county executive, and I have no reason to doubt the county executive, it's in phase four. Now, if I own a gym, I have no guidance yet. It's nowhere on the website. And I don't know when I can prepare to open. I've been closed now for 3 months. I can understand the frustration of business owners when there's been a lack of communication of what opens when. But personally, that's my gripe. And I'm asking, what is your gripe? My gripe is, why are gyms, A, the communication has not been great on them. And now we're finding out, they might be in phase four. But we can dine in phase three, which is great. Don't get me wrong. Frank, don't get me wrong. Dining in is great. I'm all for that being phase three. But I think gyms should have been in phase three as well. I'd like to know for you, are we moving too fast? Are we moving too slow? What should be open by phase three that's not? Frustration from business owners on the lack of communication. And there seems to be a lack of communication from Albany to county to those in charge of reopening the region. And also, should the daily coronavirus briefings, which I call the daily talk show, should we finally put an end to those? Does the governor need 7 days of FaceTime anymore? I think we're past it. Let me know. 803-0930, star 930, text board number, same as that call-in number, 716-803-0930. We're getting the calls after this. Great text coming in. You guys are great this morning. 716-803-0930. I even had one that called me a crybaby, and I liked that text. That text actually made me laugh. But this text is right on. It's the fact that our elected officials don't have a clue. They are making it up as they go. And if someone pushes back, they take it personal and hammer those businesses. People working out is a big no-no, but protesting and smashing windows is apparently unaffected by coronavirus. They choose. So that they choose winner and losers based on if it's politically beneficial. Great text at 803-0930. That's the call-in number as well. We're going to check in with Rush. We're going to get up to date, but I promise as soon as we get out of the news, I am going right to phone calls. I know you guys have a lot to say about this. It's reopening the state. That's what we're talking about this morning. Do you think it's moving too slow? Is it moving too fast? Maybe you disagree with the way the phases are. I've gotten a lot of text about that as well. Right now, we are about to enter phase three, where 25% of capacity can be inside the restaurants. I believe that'll start on Tuesday. What do you think about that? What do you think about the lack of communication? You go to one of these websites, the New York Forward website, and it's very vague. Where's your frustration on that? Malls, not sure when they're going to open. Gym owners, feeders, don't know where they are, don't know where they stand. What do you think about that? And also, the governor's daily talk show, which he calls the, quote, coronavirus briefing, which have been very little about coronavirus lately, is it time to put an end to those? Maybe go down to only 3 days a week like the county has. We're taking your calls after this. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday.